My name is Kevin Shepherd. I'm a high school teacher over at Grand Valley High School in Parachute, Colorado. I teach AP US History, and for a project, several of my students will be interviewing veterans dating all the way back to World War II. We are working with veterans at the Community Living Center in Rifle, Colorado with Jeff Landstrom.
My name is Jeff Landstrom, and I'm the marketing director at the Veterans Community Living Center in Rifle. And just a little bit about our building. We're a 24/7 skilled nursing facility that caters specifically to veterans, their spouses, widows, and Gold Star parents. While we're one of five similarly purposed facilities in the state of Colorado, we're actually the only one on the Western Slope. And from the moment that Mr. Shepherd and I began talking about this project, I was immediately excited and ready to get it done, because this building really just contains a wealth of knowledge for anyone interested in learning about critical and pivotal times in our nation's history.
My name is Levi Williamson. Today I'll be interviewing a Mr. Lewis Worley, who served in the military during peacetime. Where are you from? And how long have you lived in Colorado?
I'm originally from West Virginia. I've lived in Colorado since, well, I first came here in 1982. And I left and went back to West Virginia. I moved out here in 2009 to stay.
Sir, I'm actually from West Virginia too, so that's...
What part?
Lincoln County.
Lincoln County.
So that's good to hear. So what was your favorite country of all the ones that you've been to?
Italy.
Italy? What was something you really enjoyed about Italy?
Italy, their culture, their honesty, and the way that they preserve stuff.
What would you say is different between the time you served and now?
Now? People, this might be a little far-fetched for you, people now take everything for granted. They think everything should be handed to them. They don't believe in getting down and working for it. And basically, it comes right back to our security. People take it for granted that we've got the best in the world. Well, we're not now, because we're falling so far behind. And it just fascinates me to see people let the United States go like it has been. Our military is what I'm speaking about.
So what made you want to become a U.S. soldier?
Well, I wasn't in the Army. I was in the Navy and the Marine Corps. I served in peacetime, but yet we had conflicts back then, just like Vietnam. With Beirut, Lebanon, all of the Islamic countries. This stuff has just been going on hundreds of years, I should say. And I think we're just trying to preserve it, trying to get rid of it, trying to force them into our way of life, which to me is one of the best.
So though you served in peacetime, was right. There a lot of differences when you got out of the military?
Oh, a lot of difference. There's a big difference in the military now. Now, in the military, they've got a much better pay scale than we had. Because when I went in, I was getting $48 a month. $48 a month now won't even buy you a carton of cigarettes.
What was your rank?
Rank? I came out as the same thing now as a buck sergeant is, a sergeant in the Marine Corps.
So even though you served during peacetime, was there ever any conflict that you were involved in?
Well, Beirut, Lebanon, it was never counted as a conflict. It was just more or less trying to train them to take care of themselves, more or less.
And if you had to go back and go through all the experiences you've gone through, would you do it again?
I'd do it in a heartbeat. Last time was 1959. We went on what we called a NATO cruise. We went to all through the Mediterranean countries, North Africa, Scandinavian countries. We actually started in the Strait of Gibraltar in Spain. We had Spain, France, Italy, Greece, Turkey, Iraq, Iran, all through the Mediterranean, back around some of the ports I don't even met, Rhodes, Greece. More training exercise and showing off our might. We had 29 ships with us. It was 2,000 Marines. It was we had the Navy UDT, which underwater demolition. We had the CBs. We had some Army out of Camp Darby, Italy there. We had the Naval Air Force. I shouldn't say Air Force, Naval Air Support, which the Navy and the Marine Corps combined together, which is all the same unit. It's all controlled by the Navy. I really enjoyed my time in there. I'd do it again, as I've said before, in a heartbeat.
Well, it was great to meet you, and thank you.
Thank you, Ian.
I was honored.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks for listening today. We're just so thankful for organizations like KDNK and educators like Mr. Shepherd, who are in the business of empowering youth education and are motivated enough to make these types of hands-on learning experiences happen in communities across the Western Slope.
This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, Grand Valley High School, and KDNK.